improving your written communication skills. Do you form opinions about people based upon their written communications with you? Can you distinguish between the people who take pride in their communications and those who don't? In today's electronic age, one of the primary ways we are branding ourselves is through our type words. Our emails, text messages, and posts on social media sites reveal much about who we are. How you are viewed impacts the respect people have for you, the influence you have with others, and the people you attract into your life. These things play an important role in your personal and professional relationships, in the value you bring to the market, and how you feel about yourself. It really boils down to this. Do you care about how you're viewed? Do you want to create a positive brand for yourself? If you do, it's important that you start taking pride in everything you type and write. Begin today to put an emphasis on developing your written communication skills. Of all the written communication skills on my list, here are the top 14 tips to consider with every message you type. Number 1. Write short sentences. Short sentences are easier to read than long sentences. If a sentence feels like it's getting long, break it into two. Number 2. Write short paragraphs. Limit your paragraphs to 3 sentences. This allows for white space and improves readability. If a paragraph looks like it's a big block of text, consider how you can divide it into 2 or 3 smaller paragraphs. Number 3. Capitalize the first letter of each sentence. Not hitting the shift key is a surefire way to tell people you don't care about how you're viewed. Number 4. Use people's names. Just as people notice when you speak their names, they are aware when they read their names. Writing "Hi Joe" or "Hey Sue" or "Thanks Karen" lets them know the message is for them and makes the person feel valued. Number 5. Be clear. With every message you type, ask yourself, is this message clear and to the point? No one likes having to read a message more than once to try to figure out what the other person is trying to say. Number 6. Be concise. Learn to communicate your messages in the fewest number of words possible. This is my goal with every sentence I write. Number 7. Look for potential misunderstandings. As you proof your messages, ask, how could this be misunderstood? Go the extra mile to avoid potential misunderstandings. Number 8. Provide a complete response. When you receive a message that asks multiple questions, be sure to address each subject and question asked. Don't make people send another message repeating the overlooked question because you didn't take the time to provide a complete response.